Let's check in now on the Football World Cup, the FIFA Men's World Cup in Qatar now. Morocco has pulled off another upset, beating Belgium. They are one of the heavyweights, 2-0. That's a great win. It's their first win, in fact, for Morocco in the World Cup since 1998, and it was against, yes, the world number two team. And a high-stakes clash is underway right now between Spain and Germany. It is nil all there, a pretty tough encounter. We'll cross to our correspondent in Doha, New Zealand journalist Koen Lammers. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Corin. How are you?
Very well. Let's talk about this upset first. Morocco, this is a big win for them against Belgium.
Yeah, it's a massive win. Belgium, number two in the world, but the last few years they've been really struggling, despite all the talent, to really put the results up. And Morocco, after their first game, weren't given much of a chance because they were a bit underwhelming. They played and played and played, but never they huffed and puffed, but never did much against Croatia. And then suddenly, against Belgium, they were firing all cylinders and scored two absolute cracking goals in the second half. And they really deserved the win. It wasn't like a sneaky 1-0 win, but they really played the Belgians off the park for a long. They were very brave and did a great job, and that's really opened up their group. So suddenly, Belgium's on the ropes, and they got to work hard to get through to the next round.
It seems as though a lot of these groups have been opened right up because Japan blew it against Costa Rica, who got they'd been thrashed by Spain, and now that group's right wide open, which helps Germany, of course, which is playing Spain now.
Yeah, I was actually at that game today, and it was the same venue where New Zealand obviously lost to Costa Rica, and the similarities were just incredible. Japan had all the ball, did all the hard work, got all the chances, just like New Zealand did in June, and Costa Rica, I think they just got in the box once and scored a sneaky goal and walked away with a 1-0 win. It was just incredible. The similarities with the New Zealand playoff match were just unbelievable. And the German journalists in the press box were very, very happy because the Costa Ricans have really opened up the door again for the Germans. If Japan had won that game, they were through to the next round. And then Spain virtually only needed a draw tonight, and that would have knocked out the Germans. But now it's wide open again, and it's a game exactly that reflects that because both teams are going for it. It's a cracking match.
It is indeed. The other game was Croatia-Canada. Nice start for Canada. They got one on the board early, but that was really one-way traffic in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, after that Morocco upset, suddenly everyone thought, wow, this is just another game like that because they scored within a minute and really dominated. They showed a lot of energy and a lot of class in their first game against Belgium and basically got caught on the hop and lost 1-0 despite having all the game and all the chances. But against Croatia, they scored for the first time. Canada, this is the second appearance in a World Cup. In their fifth game, they finally managed to score a goal, but they looked really, really good. And the Croatians looked quite rattled. So it looked like the Canadians might push on to get a second. But that's when the experience, you know, the Croatians, they're in the World Cup final 4 years ago. They settled down and they got back into the game slowly but surely. And they managed to get two goals back before halftime and two more in the second half, and a quite convincing win in the end. And it showed the difference between experience and a youth exuberance from the Canadians.
Hey, just finally, we should mention a couple of quick things. Australia got a win, which is impressive for them. They don't get many at World Cups. But also Messi saved Argentina, arguably. They're back, and a bit of buzz there, really, isn't there? Was that a goal, is it? I think it was.
Yeah, I know.
Germany scored, have they? Yes, they have. 1-0 to Germany over Spain.
Germany scored, so that's really upset the group now because now everyone's back in it. But it's only half time. Spain still got a bit of time to get back in. But back to the Australian game. Yes, that was a big win for Australia because Australia, a little bit like New Zealand, they don't get a lot of results in the World Cup. So they truly celebrated it like they'd already progressed to the next round. And in the interviews after the match, it almost felt like they'd won a trophy. But you know, it's put them in a position now. If they get a draw against Denmark, they're going to go through.
Hey, very good. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate your updates there. Yeah, lots going on this morning. I think, was that goal allowed or disallowed? I think it might have been just disallowed. Let's have a check. It's being checked. Offside, no goal. There you go. Still nil all in that game.